Coming up next is another edition of your favorite podcast, The Daily Dose with Clint Daly. But have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor is the easiest host site out there because they give you everything you need in one place that you can use from either your computer or your phone. They have creation tools that will help your podcast sound great. They'll distribute it for you to all the major podcast sites, and you can make money from your show without any minimum number of listeners. Just download the Anchor app to your phone or go to anchor.fm to get started. And the best part about Anchor, it is completely free. Go start your new podcast today. Now let's get to the Daily Dose.
Tuesday, May 21st, 2019. You are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from Denver, Colorado. Yes, I am here in the Mile High City. You know, we get together every single weekday, and we talk sports with a dose of common sense. Hopefully, we can make you smile sometimes during the week. Hey, we are happy to have you here with us today. Happy Tuesday to you, and happy birthday to a guy that completely changed the NFL draft back in 1999. Because New Orleans Saints head coach Mike Ditka said he would be willing to trade his entire draft class for the right to draft Texas running back Ricky Williams. And the Washington Redskins, yeah, they let him do exactly that. Ditka got Ricky. Washington, well, actually, they never really did much of anything with the picks. But Ricky actually never did do all that much with the Saints either. But he was a very talented guy. At Texas, Ricky Williams scored 79 touchdowns. He was kind of that workhorse running back. But in the NFL, I mean, he struggled a lot. He was injured a lot. He struggled with anxiety. He ended up retiring early, mostly because he wanted to spend some more time with his family. And by family, of course, I mean weed. A very talented, but a very troubled guy. Ricky Williams turns 42 today. Hey, happy birthday, Ricky. I know birthday candles will not be all that is burning at your place tonight.
Well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Hey, if you'd like to contact us, maybe tell us your favorite athlete that just couldn't kick that certain habit, we would love to hear from you. Hit us up on email, dailydosports@gmail.com, or go find us over on Facebook or Twitter. Both of those handles are at dailydosports. Maybe you've got a question, maybe you have a comment, maybe you need a little advice. We did hand out some advice on the dose last week. Reach out to us. We want to hear what you have to say. Also, make sure you stop by tpublic.com, search Daily Dose, scroll down until you see our logo, and there you will find some Daily Dose gear. We've got laptop covers. We've got cell phone covers. We've got hoodies, t-shirts, coffee mugs, a number of Daily Dose items for you over at tpublic.com. Make sure you stop by and pick yours up today. Hey, today on the show, we do have a few breaking news stories that we need to get to. But then, the NBA Finals, like, they're getting really, really close now. So, why are we already so excited for the NBA season to get done? Well, mostly because we want to get to the NBA offseason. Going to be talking about a few reasons why that offseason is going to be so interesting this week. And let's start off with those NBA Western Conference Finals, because the Golden State Warriors complete their sweep of the Portland Trail Blazers last night. They come back from 17 points down. They have had huge comebacks in every game of the series, it feels like. And the Warriors close out the Blazers 119-117 in overtime. Hey, the Blazers went out fighting, I'll give them that. But the Warriors just make plays again and again. You know the comeback is coming. You know that it's going to get tight, and you can see that the Warriors are so confident when the game gets tight late. Because remember, they have the experience. They've done it before. They think back and say, hey, we've been here before. Big deal. We're going to find a way to win this game. And on the other side, you watch Portland, and they're kind of going, I hope we can do this. I really hope we knock down this shot. Every single possession for the Warriors, even the ones they miss, looks good, looks easy. Every single possession for Portland looks tough. It looks like a struggle. It's all they can do to even get a decent look at the basket. The Golden State Warriors come out on top again. They head back to the NBA Finals for the fifth straight season. And I know they're missing Kevin Durant. And I guess we can throw Boogie Cousins in there too. But the Warriors are getting huge performances from a number of other people. Yes, of course, we know Steph Curry is Steph Curry. He is dominating. He drops 37 points last night, and it just always seems like Steph comes up with the huge play at key times. But it wasn't just Steph Curry. What about the play of backup guys, of guys that we don't really even know their names? What about guys like Kevin Looney? He had 12 points. He had 14 rebounds last night. What about someone like Alphonso McKinney, who comes up with a few late offensive boards and putbacks? All of a sudden, the Warriors are taking the lead on a bucket from Alphonso McKinney? Who saw that coming? Jordan Bell makes a few plays. And I know he has so many haters out there. I understand it. But Draymond Green, he's playing really, really good basketball right now. Last night, he has a triple-double, 18 points, 14 rebounds, and 11 assists. And how many times did we see in the game last night the rebound comes off, or maybe it's even off of a made bucket? It's not Steph pushing the ball off the floor. It's not Klay. It's not maybe a Jordan Bell or a Sean Livingston. It is Draymond Green pushing the ball up the floor and putting pressure on your big men to get back and putting pressure on your guards to find Steph and Klay. Because, hey, if you don't find them, if you are trying to help with Draymond and he kicks it out, we know what's going to happen. They're going to splash that for sure. Draymond Green is playing really, really well, and the Warriors are just absolutely dominating right now. I told you, I don't like the way that the Eastern Conference is looking. I don't like some of the offenses going on right now. We'll see if Golden State gets Kevin Durant back, but I think you have seen in the Western Conference playoffs, the Golden State Warriors, as they stand right now, they are more than capable of winning this whole thing. Whether or not they get back Durant or not, we'll see if he's able to come back, but the Golden State Warriors headed back to the NBA Finals again. And of course, the big news yesterday came out of the NBA because in an appearance on First Take on Monday morning, Magic Johnson, he threw out some information that I don't know that we ever thought we'd know. I mean, I guess maybe someday, like in a book or a memoir, but not already. Magic Johnson went out there and he identified Los Angeles Lakers general manager Rob Pelinka as the person he was talking about when he mentioned he was tired of all the backstabbing and all the whispering that was going on behind his back when he suddenly stepped down as Laker president of basketball operations back in April. Now, using the word betrayal, Magic made it clear that Pelinka was the guy that he claims was backstabbing him, telling people he wasn't working that hard, that he wanted to actually take Magic's job with the Lakers. Here's what Magic had to say. I start hearing, Magic, you're not working hard enough. Magic's not in his office. People around the Lakers office were telling me Rob was saying these things. Rob Pelinka. And I didn't like those things being said behind my back that I wasn't in the office enough. So I started getting calls from my friends outside of basketball saying those things now were said to them outside of basketball now. Just not in the Lakers office anymore. Johnson said that the other reason he ultimately stepped down from the Lakers was that he no longer felt he had any power to make any decisions. He was used to answering to just controlling owner Jeannie Buss, and now there were some other people in play. Johnson said he wasn't even allowed to fire head coach Luke Walton after Tim Harris, Lakers president of basketball operations and NBA alternate governor, became way too involved in basketball decisions. Johnson went on to say this, the straw that broke the camel's back was I wanted to fire Luke Walton. I showed her the things he did well and the things he didn't do well, talking about Jeannie Buss. I said, listen, we got to get a better coach. First day, well, let's think about it. Second day, okay, you can fire him. Then the next day, no, we should try to work it out. So we went back and forth like that, and then she brought Tim Harris into the meeting. Some of the guys in Tim wanted to keep him because he was friends with him. I said when I looked up, I only really answered to Jeannie Buss. Now I got Tim involved, it's time for me to go. I got things happening that were being said behind my back. I don't have the power I thought I had to make decisions. And I told them, when it is not fun for me, when I think I don't have the decision-making power I thought I had, I gotta step aside. Magic laid it all out on the table. He said specifically, here is why I quit. Too many people involved. I didn't have enough say. And Rob Pelinka, he's telling me how to do my job. He's telling me I need to work harder. And he's telling other people and poisoning other people against me. Now, when we hear all this, I realize that we immediately kind of pick a hero and we kind of pick a villain in this whole Lakers thing, don't we? I mean, we look at this situation and we say, oh man, Magic was doing everything right, and Rob Pelinka, that shady dude, he's just a jerk. He was picking on Magic Johnson. Are you kidding me? You're going to tell Magic he's not working hard enough? You're going to get other people involved with business decisions when we have Magic Johnson? Come on. What in the world are you doing to Magic? And I understand that because we all love Magic. But let's be honest with ourselves. Magic Johnson probably didn't want to do all the work included in that job. I mean, when you think about that job, evaluating players, even like he said, being in the office all the time, probably traveling, going to like rec centers in Croatia and checking out the latest 7-foot power forward that they say can shoot the three. You're telling me Magic Johnson wanted to do all that stuff? Because I have a feeling he probably wasn't doing all those things. I have a suspicion he probably didn't really think the job was going to be that demanding. And then when he found out it was, he was like, yeah, I'm not showing up at the office every day. I'm not going to be in my office 24/7 like some of these young guys trying to make a name for themselves. I'm Magic Johnson. I don't have to do those things. I just want to, you know, hug everybody and kiss babies and shake hands and do that kind of stuff. I want to be the ambassador for the Lakers. I don't really want to do all that stuff. So like I said, I understand we look at Pelinka and say, well, he's kind of shady. I mean, he's a former agent. So why is he like telling Magic what to do? But I bet Magic probably wasn't doing his job. And I also bet they were also getting some other business people involved in some of the decisions. I mean, Jeannie Buss clearly has no idea what in the world she's doing. So I would imagine a lot of people are getting told a lot of different things. Hey, Rob Pelinka, you're the guy. Hey, Magic, you're the guy. Hey, Tim Harris, you're the guy. Because she doesn't know what in the world she's doing. He can blame this all on Pelinka if he wants. The fact is, this is all on Jeannie Buss still. Remember, Jeannie Buss hired Rob Pelinka. Rob Pelinka was a sports agent. That's the kind of person you have running the show in LA now. You have a sports agent running things in LA. Hey, that's all on Jeannie Buss. This entire situation is on Jeannie Buss. So I understand people are going to look at Magic and say, oh, he's the good guy. People are going to look at Pelinka and say, oh, he's the bad guy. Hey, just look at Jeannie Buss. I don't know if she's good or bad. I just know she's really, really inept at her job. Hey, coming back, we are going to be taking a look at a few of the reasons why we are looking forward to this NBA offseason so much. We could see some major moves. We could see a huge shift in power in this league. We're going to take a look at a few of the possibilities when we get back. Hey, just a quick reminder that if you have any shopping you need to do, maybe you have a birthday coming in the month of May, and don't forget about Mother's Day in the month of May. Maybe you just want to buy something for yourself. You might as well head over to lootcrate.com/dailydose, where you can find the latest pop culture collectibles that feature your favorite TV shows, your favorite movies, and your favorite video games. May's Loot Crate theme is now out, and it is called Nemesis. Dark forces are gathering in this month's crate. That's right. Your nemesis is here. Shake your fist dramatically at a collection of villainous pop culture gear featuring nefarious ne'er-to-do-wells. May's Loot Crate theme features items from Jaws, Ghostbusters, and many other franchises. But if those franchises maybe don't interest you, remember, you can always go over to Loot Crate. You can choose from a number of different crates. And if you have a specific franchise in mind, trust me, they probably have a crate for that franchise. You can also order a monthly subscription of crates that will arrive in your mailbox every single month, and you can always skip months if you don't like what's coming. Or you can just order individual items from whatever franchise you want, and trust me, they have just about any franchise you can think of. But the best part about ordering from Loot Crate, when you check out, just make sure you type Daily Dose in the coupon box. We are going to get you 10% off of your order, just as a little thank you for tuning in to the Daily Dose. So the NBA playoffs are rolling along. We are going to be to those NBA finals very soon, but there just seems to be so much buzz right now already looking forward to that NBA offseason. And there's a number of reasons for that. For one, the NBA draft, which will be taking place on June 20th, is going to bring some very young, talented players to the league. I mean, if you see a guy like Zion Williamson and Ja Morant, these two look like they could be team changers. I mean, I think they can step in and start on day one. We'll see how good they end up being. We'll see if they can have some longevity in the league, but they sure look like they're going to be superstars. And there are other players in the draft that are going to be very, very good. It's a talented draft coming out if you look and you find the right people. But wait, there's more. It's not just the draft that has us so excited. We could actually see some major, major players moving around this offseason in the NBA. And if these NBA players do actually go somewhere else, we could easily see the balance of power shifting in the league. As of June 30th, we have some very big name players that are going to become free agents. How big? Huge. Huge names. And there might be a few players on our list today you didn't even realize were going to hit the market. But we are going to talk about some of the free agents that are going to come available on June 30th. And I'm telling you right now, it could be a league changer. Everything might change going into next year. Of course, the biggest name out there by far is Golden State Warriors forward Kevin Durant. This guy is a perennial MVP candidate. He could be moving teams. He is one of the most unstoppable players in the entire league with his length, with his ball handling, with his shooting. I think Durant is actually a little bit of a better defender than maybe he gets credit for too. He's not this great on-ball defender, but he's very good off-ball. He's very good at reading the play and sliding in and contesting shots. I think the biggest question that I have for Kevin Durant is obviously, what does he want? Is he set on trying to improve his legacy? Does he just want to rack up more titles? Because those two things are different. If he just wants to build his own legacy, he may go somewhere else. And he may want to kind of do this on his own and say, okay, I did it with Golden State. I don't want to go join a super team. I want to go join a team that is going to just be me and I lead the way and that is going to be my legacy. Or maybe he wants to just keep racking up title after title. And if that's the case, he may end up staying in the Bay Area. But Kevin Durant could really completely change the way the NBA looks depending on where he ends up. Because if he goes to a bad team, then it's going to take a little while for him to get that team winning. But what if he goes to a team that's already kind of a contender? What if he goes to a team that was already in the playoffs this year? Hey, you'd have to look at wherever he goes as being a contender once he got there. We'll see if he ends up staying with the Golden State Warriors or if he moves on. Another huge name that's out there, of course, the Toronto Raptors have been trying to convince Kawhi Leonard all season that he will be so happy if he will just stay in Canada. I'm not so sure he's convinced though. I think Kawhi really wants a shot at a title. And you wonder if he thinks, yeah, but I'm never going to get that in Toronto. Like this year, we have as good of a team as we're going to have, and it's going to be a struggle to win a title this year. Plus, it does cost you extra to play for the Raptors because you do pay income tax in two different countries. We kind of forget about that. But guys playing in Canada, it's not the most fun. I've got to pay two countries' taxes. And Kawhi is a California kid. Remember, he was born in LA. He went to high school in Riverside. He went to college in San Diego. Does that come into his decision at all? Does he want to get back out to that left coast? I don't know. But Kawhi Leonard on the right team? Yeah, he could change the landscape in the NBA quite a bit. Now, I'm not exactly sure where to rate Kyrie Irving in our upcoming free agents. Because, hey, there's no question Kyrie is insanely talented. Kyrie Irving is one of the best small guard finishers around the basket, maybe in the history of the NBA. He is so good at getting his shot off over much bigger guys and knocking it in. He's an excellent ball handler. He does dribble way too much. He can be a clutch player. Remember, we saw him hit the game-winning shot against the Warriors in Game 7 back in 2016. So there's no question. Dude can be clutch. But then there is also that other side to Kyrie Irving, where he can be a distraction, and he can talk too much, and he can completely alienate his teammates. I mean, you can make a pretty strong case. The Kyrie Irving single-handedly crushed the Celtics this year and any chemistry that they used to have. So if your favorite team could get Kyrie, would you want him? I honestly don't know the answer to that question. I think about my hometown Denver Nuggets. Would I want Kyrie Irving? I don't think I would. But in the right situation, maybe on the Knicks, where he's leading a bunch of young kids, maybe with the Lakers, where he's teaming up with LeBron, hey, that might be something that some teams are very interested in. I don't think every team would be interested in Kyrie, though. Our next free agent that is coming is a guy that has been stuck on a bad team, but Kemba Walker, he is set to become a free agent, and this guy can come in and he can score points. Now, Kemba has been stuck in Charlotte his entire career, but do you realize he has averaged nearly 20 points per game in his 8-year career? This guy is instant offense. The problem Kemba Walker has faced is he's been stuck on a bad team. He's struggled to get any wins, but maybe on the right team, maybe he would be a great acquisition because he could come in and bring instant offense to a team that needs it. I would think there would be a number of teams that will take a long look at Kemba Walker because he can score the basketball. Hey, it's not just Kevin Durant that could walk away from the Bay Area. Remember, Klay Thompson could choose to leave the Golden State Warriors as well, and he is easily the best two-way player on that roster. Not only can Klay Thompson get hot and just go crazy on any given night offensively, but he is also capable of being an absolutely lockdown defender. I don't think Golden State will let Klay leave. And he seems to be happy in the Bay Area. It seems to me a lot of teams would be interested in Klay Thompson. He just doesn't seem to be all that interested in them. He likes his role with the Warriors. And more than anything, I think he really, really likes winning. And if he's in Golden State, yeah, they're going to still be winning this next year, no matter what happens with Kevin Durant. We've seen this postseason. The Warriors are still absolutely going to be a team to deal with, even if Durant leaves. So I don't think Klay leaves. But again, you don't know what's going to happen if negotiations start and someone throws out this huge number at Klay and says, hey, you could come here. You could be the man. We'll give you as many shots as you want. And look at this huge check you'd be earning. I don't think that would pull Klay, but you never know. You know, another player that's going to be out there in free agency, we kind of forget about this guy coming due, but Jimmy Butler is going to be a free agent. And it's kind of weird because he just went to Philadelphia and you would think they must be trying to come up with some sort of way they can keep him there. Because when you look at that team, he was their most consistent player all season. I know Joel Embiid is very, very dominant when he plays. I know Ben Simmons could have a huge upside, but he's not always consistent. Jimmy Butler was the guy that night in, night out, the Philadelphia 76ers counted on to play at both ends. Because here's another guy that can defend. Here's another guy that can score. And Jimmy Butler has no fear whatsoever about taking that last shot. Hey, if game's on the line, Butler wants the ball and he feels like he's going to nail it. So you would think Philly would be trying to keep this guy. But again, money talks. And I don't know if Philadelphia has the money to hold on to Butler. Couldn't you see like a small market team sneak in and offer Jimmy Butler some big, big money and kind of steal him away? Butler can do so many things. He might be able to change the look of a team that maybe isn't a contender yet, but they could be. With a guy like him in their lineup, you would think someone is going to pony up some big money for Jimmy Butler. And you know what? Jimmy Butler isn't the only concern for the Philadelphia 76ers, not at all, because they just got Tobias Harris this season, but he can leave if he wants to too. Now, the drawback I have with Tobias Harris, in the playoffs, I kept waiting for him to step up and make one of those plays that you just go, wow, Tobias Harris, he really is. He's a difference maker. He can make a key play in a game that you kind of look back and say, that was the play that won it all for us. He never really did that. I kept waiting for Tobias Harris, hey, step up, be the man, make a play. We see Jimmy Butler doing things. We see Joel Embiid doing things. We see Ben Simmons, well, scared to death to shoot. But when is Tobias Harris going to step up and put his mark on a playoff series? We're still waiting. It never happened. Don't get me wrong. Tobias Harris is a good player. He can help a team wherever he goes. I just don't know that he really stood out. But again, if another team offers some big money, the 76ers could lose both Butler and Tobias Harris. They could be going somewhere else. We'll see where they end up. Now, we talked about Philly could lose a few people. Hey, the Milwaukee Bucks, they had better do something this year because they've got a few free agents themselves that could be leaving. And Chris Middleton would be a key loss because he is a free agent. Now, I think the Bucks are going to try to keep him, and I think he wants to stay there. But he's probably going to be asking for a max deal. Are you willing to give Chris Middleton a max contract? Hey, he has shown some value in these playoffs. He may be targeted by a few teams. There may be some other teams come after him and show him money because in Milwaukee's offense, you basically have two options. You have Giannis Antetokounmpo and you have Chris Middleton. And everyone else is just kind of on the side. Maybe a ball bounces to him and they take a shot. Maybe they get an offensive rebound. But other than that, it is those two guys and that is basically it. That has to make Middleton a little bit of a valuable commodity to other teams, wouldn't it? You would think someone's going to come in and offer him a contract. I think he stays in Milwaukee, but we'll see. Now, our next guy up, if you would have said a few years ago that D'Angelo Russell was going to be a target of any kind in any sort of free agency world, no one would have believed you. Because remember, D'Angelo was drafted by the Los Angeles Lakers, and honestly, he looked in the first few years like he was going to be out of the league. He just didn't play very hard. He just didn't get it. There were questions about even his most basic of skills. Maybe he's not a good enough ball handler. We know he's not a good enough defender. He can't really shoot it. But then D'Angelo Russell left the Lakers. He joined the Brooklyn Nets, and now he could be in line for a max deal. I mean, I wouldn't give him a max deal because I do still have some questions about his game. Probably the biggest question I have about D'Angelo Russell, when are you ever going to play defense? It's not like you're such a great scorer that we can just say, well, yeah, he doesn't really defend anyone, but hey, you can't defend him either. Like, we look at Steph Curry that way. We say, Steph, he's not a great defender, especially on ball. He's kind of smart getting into the passing lanes and finding ways to be a defender, but he's so good offensively that it overshadows that. You look at someone like D'Angelo Russell and you say, I mean, he's okay offensively, but defensively he's terrible, but he might get a max deal if the right team comes calling. And he's already said he wants to test the market and see what's out there. We'll see if a team's going to give him some money. D'Angelo Russell is going to be a big-time free agent this year, and it just kind of blows your mind, doesn't it? Who knew that that would ever come? You know, the Dallas Mavericks have to feel pretty good about re-signing Kristaps Porzingis, who is also a free agent this year, because otherwise, I don't think they would have made that deal with the New York Knicks to go get him. But right now, do you have any confidence in giving Kristaps Porzingis a big contract? I'd be really, really nervous. First, he is still coming off of that knee injury he had a few years ago. That alone would make me nervous. But then you have the alleged sex assault, which I think he's probably just being targeted. Then he got into that fight in some Latvian bar. I mean, we haven't seen Porzingis on the court in a while, and you're telling me the Dallas Mavericks are just going to say, hey, here's a whole bunch of money. You're going to stay here in Dallas. I guess they have to, but I'd be real, real nervous about that. But Kristaps Porzingis is going to be a free agent this year. I think in the right situation, with some help next to him, with some mentors around him, I think Porzingis is still going to be a very good player. I think you've got to get him in the right situation, though. We talked about Kevin Durant. We talked about Klay Thompson. Don't forget, DeMarcus Cousins is going to be a free agent this year as well. And honestly, I kind of feel bad for the guy because it's not looking good. Remember, DeMarcus Cousins kind of bet on himself to really do something big this year with Golden State because he had blown his Achilles last year. And we know when he's on the court, yes, he has some big time potential. And sometimes he is a dominant, take over the game kind of player, but he's always griping at officials. He's always getting technicals. He's been thrown out of games. There is some baggage that comes along with Boogie, but then he tears his Achilles last year. And this year with Golden State, he started off doing some good things, but then he tears his quad. So can DeMarcus stay healthy? That's a huge question mark. And maybe more importantly, why is he having the injuries of like a 40-year-old man already? This is not an old guy. This is not a guy that has all these miles and, well, yeah, he's been playing forever. He's been on a number of title chases. He's been on these teams that have played deep in the playoffs. This is a guy that really doesn't have that many miles. Why is he having these kind of ruptures to his body? I know what I think, and I don't think it's very good. I think a number of teams are going to shy away from DeMarcus Cousins. But again, if you could get him in the right situation, you get him with the right price tag, maybe he could be a good fit on your team. I don't know. You know, we talked earlier about Kyrie Irving, and the Boston Celtics obviously are probably going to lose him. But a bigger loss than that would be if they were to lose Al Horford. Because Al Horford is just a glue guy. I know he's not overly athletic, but he always just seems to make the right plays. He's just such a smart player. He gets the rebound that you had to have. He gets that tough loose ball that your team desperately needed to try to go get a score. There are more talented guys on the free agent market, but Al Horford is a guy that I would want on my team because he just makes plays. Not only that, I think he's a phenomenal teammate. I think he is a guy that makes his teammates around him better, and everyone seems to want to play hard for Al Horford. I would definitely try to keep him. He's just so, so smart. The Toronto Raptors have made it to the Eastern Conference Finals this year. Obviously, Kawhi Leonard can leave if he wants to. But remember, he's not the only guy. Because big man Marc Gasol, he can also opt out after the season if he chooses to. Now, Gasol, he's not the player he used to be. But there is no doubt that he has helped Toronto. He gives them such an inside presence, and he can actually stretch a defense out because he is at least a threat to knock down shots from outside. He's a really unique player. You kind of wish he was a little bit younger, but Marc Gasol is a free agent. Will Toronto be able to keep him? The Toronto Raptors are going to be really, really interesting to watch this year. Hey, speaking of those Milwaukee Bucks, we're not done with them either. Brook Lopez has played so well for them this postseason, and he is on a cheap $3 million deal this year. But the Bucks have a number of decisions to make, and this is another one. Because do you keep Brook Lopez? I guarantee he's going to want more than $3 million. But you've also got Chris Middleton. You've also got Malcolm Brogdon. And depending on how Milwaukee ends up this year, they may want to look at some other pieces to try to fortify their situation. Do they look to keep Brook Lopez? I don't know that they can keep everyone. So someone's going to have to go. You wonder if maybe it would be him. Hey, the NBA offseason, it is going to be absolutely insane this year with all the big names on this list. Plus, we know there are going to be some other players that are going to want new deals. There are going to be guys out there that want to be traded. You think of obviously someone like Anthony Davis. The NBA is going to be keeping our attention all summer long because we are going to see drama. We know how many drama queens are in the NBA. We're going to be watching a lot of drama all summer. Hey, tomorrow on The Dose, we will of course be bringing you the latest and greatest stories in the world of sports. And as we do on many Wednesdays, we will have our Daily Dose Hump Day Power Rankings for you. You never know what we might be ranking this week, but I'll give you a little hint. It just might be a little bit NBA flavored. Hey, I have to say thank you all so much for listening to The Daily Dose. For all of you that share the show, that tell your friends, that tell a coworker, that tell a family member, hey, check out this podcast. Thank you so much. I have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday.